Big welcome to everyone this morning, especially those that are visiting us. Please stay and share a tea or coffee with us following the service this morning. My name is Trev, and I'm the Children's and Family Worker here at NRUC. Thanks for that, guys. Okay, the message today: allow God's story to be part of your story. It's not just for grown-ups, it's for kids too. We need to remember how God loves us, and we need to remember the many stories in the Bible and the characters in those stories. It's through these people and those stories that God teaches us how to live our lives, to live good lives, to live right lives, and to live honest lives. I asked people a few weeks ago to participate by taking away small circles of paper. And to write down words, names of people, and what is special for them in the time of Advent and Christmas. Well, during the week, our Christmas tree took shape, and it grew and it grew, and more people dropped off their circles and they got added to the tree. And on this tree, as you can see, and I'd like everyone to come and have a look after at the tree, I can see words like love, peace, hope, joy. I can see the names of Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and God. Some are just words, but some are sentences, some are statements. There are short stories of what people do at Christmas in their families. There are lots of things that mention God, and there are lots of beautiful shapes and things. Some are sparkly, some are not. Some are bright, some are light. Some have not got onto the tree as yet. There may be people that have brought their circles this morning, and if you have, I'd invite you to come and pin them on the tree right now. Someone gave me a little plastic bag with some beautiful pictures on it. I think that was Della. Della, would you like to add yours to the tree right now? I've got some pins here. God talks to each of us differently. You see, He's wired us all different inside. God knows what touches our hearts. He knows if we're real thinkers or if we're sports nuts. He knows everything about us. I see a very special little picture right here. It's a picture of a little house on stilts on a farm in the Philippines. Ida painted this beautiful little picture because that reminded her of home. Our story will be different for each of us. It's really our life and what we do, where we go, who we meet, who we help, who we love, and about our relationship with God and with Jesus. Part of our story is how we remember the Christmas story at this time of year. Part of our story is what we do with the Christmas story at this time of year. Part of our story is what happens in our homes with the Christmas story at this time of year. Part of our story is how we share the Christmas story with people that we meet at this time of the year. Part of our story is living out the Christmas story at this time of the year. Part of our story is whether we get told any of the Christmas story in our own lives. There are so many parts of our story and so many parts of God's story, and somehow we need to make sure that they sit side by side. We have to make sure that they get tangled together and they get talked about together and they get shared together. God's story involves so much of our story. In fact, without God's story, we wouldn't be. Remember how much God loves us, especially at this time of year when we start thinking about the coming of baby Jesus. What a gift for each of us. Remember how much God loves us, especially at this time of year when we get so busy and so tired and so grumpy with people. Remember how much God loves us, especially at this time of year when we hear about the poor and about the hungry and the thirsty, those without homes, those without families, those without a bed. Remember the story of Jesus, the coming of the King. Remember the story of Jesus, the coming of the baby. Remember the story of Jesus, the angels telling Mary what was going to happen. Remember the story of Jesus, the angel telling Joseph, "It will all work out, hang in there." Remember the story of Jesus, the shepherds getting a fright in the night, the first to see Jesus in the hay. And remember the story of Jesus and how the kings or the wise men, well, they didn't really get to see him until he was nearly 2 years old. Today, we have a brand new nativity and it's been created by Enra Kids. And it's not perfect, but that's good, because if our nativity was perfect and if we were perfect, and even the tree is not perfect, it's not a perfect shape. If everything was perfect, we wouldn't need God. And that's why we need God, because we're not perfect. We're not there yet. We'll probably never get there. But we need God because he is perfect and Jesus was perfect. I invite people following the service to come up the ramp and have a look at our nativity and see what you think. And come up and have a look at the tree. And if you have a circle to put on the tree during the week or between now and Christmas Day, just come up, open the door. I'll leave the pins here. You can pin part of your story onto the Christmas tree. Allow God's story to be part of our story. Amen. The FYI group are now going to sing a Christmas rap. And guys, I want you to sing it really loud, okay? With attitude, okay? Yeah? I'm a bit scared of Adam with that eye makeup on. Did everyone get their words? Yeah?